Moussa Bomor is an international Muslim student from Morocco who is currently living in Washtenaw County. He says anti-Muslim comments made by politicians such as Donald Trump add to the Islamophobia.
But what puts basically the fear in me is his followers. That's the problem, because his followers are the people we deal with them in cabs, in taxis, in buses, in the street, in restaurants, and so forth.
While Moussab does fear for his life sometimes, he said Islamophobia needs to be addressing, not ignored, especially when it hits close to home, just like when a threatening letter was sent to an Islamic center in Ann Arbor earlier this year.
We would love to meet this person who put this note. We'll have a cup of tea and discuss.
Evelyn Al-Sultani is the organizer of the Islamophobia Working Group in Ann Arbor. One of their goals is to create a safe and inclusive environment for Muslims. She says you can help eliminate stereotypes by challenging how Muslims are negatively portrayed in movies and television.
Anything small to big. Small could simply be talking to people at the dinner table, people that you share meals with, about Muslims, about what you yourself have learned, about your own self-reflections. And further along the spectrum would be attending meetings where people are organizing.
University of Michigan Associate Professor of Arabic and Islamic Culture Samer Ali says non-Muslims aren't the only ones who need to make changes.
I think it's really important for Muslims to branch out and reach out, get to know non-Muslims, people that you work with, people that you go to school with, people that you live next door to.
Ali added that some Muslims are already reaching out to the community, but more needs to be done. About 4,500 Muslims live in Washtenaw County. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.